Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us Dave Hope. He's a certified nutritionist consultant. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great. The sun is shining.
And did I pronounce your last name correctly? Is it Hope or Hop?
It's actually Hoppy.
Hoppy. Oh, so Hoppy. we could be happy.
Yes.
I'm happy that you're here with us today, Dave. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're with New Chapter, and we're going to be talking about some of their wonderful products today. But tell us a little bit about yourself so my audience can get a good idea of who you are and your experience in the industry.
Well, I guess I'm an athlete wannabe. Over the years, I've played a little pro beach volleyball.
Cool.
Yeah, and I would have been competing in nationals this year. With a team from California, but obviously COVID took that away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got two beautiful children. I live in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Oh, I love Wisconsin. Okay, so you have been with New Chapter for how long?
It'll be 10 years in October.
And you said you've been in the industry for, what did you say, about 25 years now?
About 25 years.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I have noticed, too, people in the industry are usually very health conscious. I always get a big kick out of some of my clients and customers and the doctor's patients that I work with and educate. And they're always like, yeah, I went to my doctor for weight loss, and he's like 300 pounds and says I need to lose weight. And so I told him I think he needs to lose weight first. So it's always neat to be in this industry and know that people are healthy and vibrant and they really take care of themselves. And then you can say, hey, what are you doing? Because most of the people in our industry are firsthand, first experience. Some of them even been in the pharmaceutical industry and they got kind of turned off by that modality or that paradigm, scientific way of thinking. And they really want to do the natural God-given nutrients. And this is where we need to talk a little bit about your company. Jim Schrantz has been doing a lot of shows with us and we know quite a bit about New Chapter, but it never hurts to go over everything. And we're going to be talking about these vitamins that are fermented and your science is really big. There's a number of steps. I think there's 7 steps in your fermentation process. Tell us a little bit about that because it makes your product super bioavailable so that the body knows what to do with them and can absorb them like 100%. So tell us a little bit without giving away any secrets now. Dave, you don't come after me. You know, don't tell me anything. I'll have to kill you later. So don't do anything like that. But tell us a little bit about this because your company is very unique and I think was one of the first ones to start this fermentation. So I will be quiet here and you tell us all about this fermentation, things like your 10 formulation principles and honor Earth's goodness and your fermentation advantage, all that fun stuff.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
So I guess we'll start with the New Chapter, founded, I think it was 1982.
Paul Schulich?
Yep, by Paul and Barbie Schulich. Mm-hmm. They began the brand as an extension of what their customers, because they owned a health store initially.
Right.
Were really interested in, following the health principles that they shared about using herbs and spices mm-hmm. in your diet.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we started at Merryman, and I know Dr. Christopher was very influential with them. I think they were selling a lot of his formulas, and I think Paul learned a lot from him, didn't he?
Yes, he was one of his mentors.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this fermentation process, because we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the coenzyme B, the activated C, and if we get time, D, and maybe your B12. And I love these vitamins, because you can feel them, and you know you're really, and you've got synergists in them, and we want to get into that. But you have a fermentation process. I guess step one is with the Saccharomyces cerevisiae. And that's mixed, basically that's an organic yeast. And then you also put nutrients in there. So the yeast will kind of like eat that and then put that in. I don't think people realize that when you eat plants, there's actually bacteria, yeast, that is what gets the minerals into the plant. So there's a step in there. And what you guys have done is a natural God-given technique to utilizing yeast to get a lot of really awesome nutrients into a product. I think that's, am I correct on that? You use vitamins and minerals?
You are.
Okay.
You're on top of it. You've done your homework, no question.
Yeah, I'm over 100 years old. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, Merry Man's been around since 1977. That's 43 years, and I was involved in the health industry even before that. So I am an older person. I try to act like I'm about 20, and people say I look like I'm maybe about 50, but I'm way over 60. So we'll just leave it at that. Anyway,
gotcha.
Another important step in the seven-step process is the non-GMO soy, which is fermented.
Right.
Now, a lot of people are concerned, oh, you use soy products, but tell us why they don't need to have to worry about that.
Well, they don't need to worry about it, number one, because there's hardly any of it left. It's a part of the ferment media that's utilized to form the final product.
Right, and when it's fermented, that changes the proteins and the enzymes that would naturally be allergenic or whatever, so they're not there anymore, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are things called phytates that bind minerals and prevent absorption.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer present when you ferment. There are enzyme inhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
When you ferment, they're not present any longer either.
Right.
So it makes a huge difference. One of the things I want to really focus on
Please.
For you is most people that understand fermenting a little bit understand about the additional antioxidant benefit,
mm-hmm.
that it's significantly, sometimes more than twice as bioavailable.
Wow.
As isolate forms of vitamins and minerals.
Right.
But the thing that I care the most about is first do no harm.
Yes.
And that is when you transform a vitamin or mineral into a whole food, as New Chapter has,
mm-hmm.
you now create something that the body can utilize easily,
mm-hmm.
but even more importantly, it can eliminate it from the system if it's not necessary.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So it's not going to become a toxin like an isolate material might.
Yes, yes. That is so neat. Well, then we go on to step four, and that's where the yeast begins to biotransform those vitamins and minerals and absorbing it into its structure. And then step five, then the enzymes from different fruits and so forth are added to slow down the fermentation process naturally. And then the step six is where you add those awesome, what we would call probiotics, the Acidophilus, the Bifidum, and the Rhamnosus, which are, and I think you used, and not to give away anything, but I think you use different things, and maybe that's changed a little bit, but that's the basic formula. And then the final step is where they are intelligently blended to create exclusive formulas for different needs and life stages. And I think that's where you add the synergist. Now, in this probiotic nutrient formula, in this formulation, there's what we call ferment metabolites, which are things like glutathione and malic acid and mannose and beta-glucans. These are all cellular currency for energy production. They are basically responsible for production. They're very beneficial, and it's what your cells need. So there's a lot of what we call metabolites that are produced, and you know, glutathione is what we sell sublingually. It's kind of hard to get right now because everybody's using it to help cleanse and strengthen their immune system and so forth, but that's naturally occurring in your product along with like citric acid and again the malic acid and the mannose and 1,3-1,6 beta glucans, which can be up to 16% in the products. There's a lot of added things in here when you do your products. So let's get to your products here. Let's start. We'll do this in alphabetical order. Let's talk initially about your fermented coenzyme B complex. And again, I think B should be taken together. We could go on all day about how important Bs are, but what makes your product different? I think it's got some other things added to it.
That's true. So we have added some herbs specifically to improve the experience and complementing your goals. Maca is one of the herbs.
Oh, yeah. We know about that one. Go ahead, but it is awesome. Maca is super energy product.
So, you know, just a couple quick study results
yes.
I want to share. Maca improved both time trial performance in cycling and libido in male cyclists over a 14-day clinical study.
Wow.
And another one, 6 weeks on 6 weeks with maca, significant decreases were seen in both diastolic blood pressure and depression in postmenopausal women.
Oh, wow. So that's new. I hadn't heard that one. So it does a lot of different things. And then you got chamomile, the chamomile flower, which is what Peter Rabbit drank to take a nice little nap and help his tummy. Chamomile is awesome. And then Shizandra.
Yep.
Which is an adaptogenic tonic herb. Tell us a little bit about that, my friend.
Well, it's a staple of the traditional Chinese medicine
mm-hmm.
herbal system. Shizandra helps to counter tension by reducing the levels of stress hormones and supporting your adrenal glands.
Wow. So that's your stress and energy support blend in this fermented activated B complex. Now, you also have a cardio end of it, which has got the fenugreek and the oregano, grapeseed. And we've talked a lot on this show about the grapeseed OPCs and how wonderful they are. And oregano, anytime you use oregano, I always think, you know, that's the bomb, because I just had Dr. Cass Ingram, who's like the leading international doctor. He's written over 30 books. I had him on the show a few weeks ago. And oregano contains more vitamins and minerals and nutrients than any other botanical known to humankind. So it's really unique. But tell us a little bit about fenugreek.
Well, fenugreek has been used for many years for women that are, when they're nursing, to
yes.
try to increase the production of breast milk.
Yes.
So that's the primary benefit that I've seen it used for.
It's kind of a hormone stabilizer, too. A lot of times you'll see fenugreek in, like, the male testosterone boosters and things like that. So it's a really good adaptogen for your hormones, which I think is really interesting that you put this in here. It's also very good for your cardiovascular system. And I think that's, again, that's in your cardio support blend, so I'm sure that's what it is. I'm going to quickly go through what is in here. We've got the vitamins, and they're not just the regular, what we would call synthetics at all, because they've been fed to the yeast, which feeds it into this supplement. So we've got the thiamine, also known as B1, the riboflavin, which is B2, and I love that one. That's the fluorescent vitamin, and it is so unique. If anybody wants to Google that, it's a really unique vitamin. That's what makes your urine that bright yellow, because it's a natural fluorescent. It's really, and it's good for you, and it's what you need. It's a vitamin. B3, niacin is in here. B5, the pantothenic acid, or B6, and that's in a good pyridoxine hydrochloride. That's in a really good bioavailable form. The biotin, folic acid, and it's a type of folate. It's not the synthetic. None of this is synthetic. If you go to your mass discount stores and so forth, you're going to be buying the plastic garbage synthetic vitamins. And that's why I love these so much, because, you know, why eat plastic? Why eat garbage? Why eat synthetics? And a lot of times the studies that show that vitamins aren't any good, if you drill down into it, almost I would say every single time that I've seen, at least, it's they're using synthetic vitamins. And of course, you know, if you're eating plastic, it's not going to be good for you anyway. And then the B12. B12 is very important. So let's segue into the next vitamin. Let's go right into your B12. Tell us a little bit about your B12 there, Dave.
Well, the B12, in addition to the maca and the shizandra and the cardamom, the one thing we didn't talk about was the cardamom. The cardamom is an herb that has a long traditional history for digestive benefits dating back thousands of years.
Yes.
So one of the things that these can do for you in general, when they're helping with your stress levels, is help your digestion. Cardamom has history in helping to heal ulcers.
Yes, it
does.
In fact,
and one study showed reducing or preventing ulcers by 50% more than a common anti-ulcer medication. That was a study published in 2006. And so also, you know, good for improving energy, brain health, and attention. So that's an herb that is critical to that B complex. So you're getting not only a fermented whole food bee, but you're getting the herbal support that's really going to finish the process of helping the body to be relaxed and stress-free and have more energy.
That is awesome. And I think one of the things that we really need to realize about a lot of the new chapter products and almost every product that we sell, actually I should say every product that we sell, is we're always talking about all the positive benefits. Maybe a product is put into a certain formula or a certain complex or compound, but it not only maybe does it help with the cardiovascular aspect, but it may help with brain function, a lot of other things. I know when we use the turmeric root extracts, the curcumin and so forth, that they do so many different positive things. Because they're God-given nutrients. They're not a focused silver bullet. They're actually a very holistic. When you get into the herbal and the nutrients, they always do so many other wonderful things, and I just think that's awesome. So we've talked about the B-complex. We've talked about the fermented, and again, these are the fermented, the B12, which is absolutely awesome. It would be very bioavailable, and I've had customers tell me that they can actually kind of feel that. Within 20 minutes to an hour after supplementing, they can actually feel the product working and giving them a little more of an uplift of mood and energy and better brain function, which is the main things that the B12 does. We've done the Bs, so let's go into the vitamin C.
Okay.
And that is an absolutely phenomenal product. Again, it's fermented, And it, again, it's a fermented vitamin C, which makes it very, very bioavailable. And we know that vitamin C really is good for the oxidative stress, but it also helps to promote normal cell growth, which is another way of saying, you know, we can't make any claims about cancer, but when you have normal cell growth, then you don't have cancerous growth. So, you know, there you go. And also, I think everybody's really concerned about the natural immune resistance and the stress and so forth, and vitamin C is good for that. But you've done some other things with this. You've added the organic Shizandra, the organic maca in the organic chamomile. So you've done that stress and energy support blend, which was in the B complex, but you've also added this immune support. So you've got the elderberry, which everybody's going for right now with viruses and stuff. Elderberry is so awesome. And you've got the Eleuthero and the astragalus. Tell us a little bit about this immune support blend and maybe some science behind it.
Sure. So elderberry, I'm sure, as everybody knows, is very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. In terms of helping prevent the replication of certain viruses.
Yes.
And so that's, I think, why it's been something consumers have been looking for. Well, that's a natural occurring part of our vitamin C.
Yes, it is, and it's a lock and block type of mechanism. So it locks and blocks those little protein spikes or whatever that can be found on those viruses.
Yep.
Yes, very
correct.
Good.
So the Eleuthero is the scientific community renamed Siberian ginseng some years ago as Eleuthero. Not everybody understands ginseng and Eleuthero are pretty much one and the same.
Yes.
So, again, a powerful adaptogen. Mm-hmm. It's got science showing it may inhibit the replication of the human rhinovirus, which is basically your common cold.
Yes.
Also, respiratory syncytial virus, which is a respiratory tract infection, and influenza A virus. So that's just what the Eleuthero can do.
Wow. And then you got the astragalus. What all does that do, Dave?
Astragalus, again, a staple in traditional Chinese medicine for more than 2,000 years. It's been historically used for digestive support, immune support, and energy support. The research is pointing to astragalus' very high polysaccharide content as one of the main reasons why it's so effective. A study on astragalus shows that it increases your body's production of white blood cells, which are the cells of your immune system responsible for preventing illness.
So it's pushing that mechanism. So that is a really good immune support. So along with the vitamin C, which most people usually take vitamin C, not only, you know, because it's a synergist for the collagen and keeping that youthful beauty and the skin and all of that, but they take vitamin C for the coughs and the colds and their immune system. So, and then you've added these other synergists in that really enhance for particularly for upper respiratory and a lot of the viruses and flu and colds that we're always fighting right now. Then you've got ginger in here, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. And I think one of the reasons might be because it's a phenomenal digestive aid, but it also does a lot of other things too.
Yes. And in addition, this is a fermented whole food again.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to point out that the dose necessary for effective use in the body is usually around 500 milligrams is about all your body can use. Now, the New Chapter product has 250 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, well, geez, is that enough? And the answer is yes. The clinical evidence on fermenting the vitamin C literally doubles the antioxidant potency of it.
Wow.
So your body is going to absorb and utilize the full amount available.
Well, not only that, but it's a supercritical extract. I don't know. We've talked about that before on shows maybe a year or two ago. But supercritical extraction is using carbon dioxide. It's extremely safe, and it really gets out all of the ingredients, and it's low temperature, so it's a really phenomenal. It's one of the best extracts. They actually use it like in decaffeination of coffee. They use it in brew making because you don't want any off flavors or taste with the beer, and you don't want any chemicals or anything like that. So it's a really great, natural, safe way of getting all the natural constituents out of a botanical. So when I see supercritical extraction, that tells me it's grade A platinum, the best way of getting an extract out of a botanical. Now, the other thing we're seeing is the turmeric in here. And again, it's from your ferment media and it's supercritically extracted. That's absolutely wonderful because, you know, we can go on all day about turmeric. It does everything but wash your windows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've done the B complex. We've talked about your fermenting process, the ferment metabolites. We've talked about this wonderful vitamin C. Are most of these, let's talk a little bit, before we get into the D3, which we can go on all day about, but before we get into the last product with today's topic, how many of these, what is the amount? Are most of these just one a day on these?
Yeah, unless there's what we call a need for a therapeutic dose, which we don't address on our label.
Okay, and
that
what is
would be
that?
Between you and your naturopath or your physician.
All right.
Yeah, but we're sticking with the serving size we recommend on the label.
So just one
That's
a day
adequate
or
to, mm-hmm.
what's on the label?
Now, just one a day is all you need.
And therapeutic dose, again, I've had companies tell me, and again, this is not, you know, to advise or anything like that or recommend, but a lot of companies, they kind of set a safe standard of you can take up to 6 times the amount on the dosage before you would get like maybe a headache or a tummy ache or something like that. But I guess I could put it to you this way. Do customers maybe will take 2 a day, particularly because with the B and C vitamins, those are what we call water-soluble. They maybe don't stay in your body quite as long as like a D or a K would. Would that be okay? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do customers do that? Do people do that? Because I know some of mine do.
Well, do customers do that? I would say they probably do.
Okay.
I certainly can't recommend that.
Right.
I'm not a doctor, of course.
Okay.
I don't want to go there.
Well, on the B vitamins, obviously maybe one a day, but I'm mainly thinking more about the C because I know a lot of times people like to take C, and I know with your products, because they're already basically like pre-digested, they're not hard on your stomach, and sometimes customers need more than one vitamin C. They may want to take one with every meal, but again, consult your qualified healthcare practitioner when you do that.
I would agree with the C being taken more frequently, primarily when you're under a sustained stress.
Or you're
situation.
battling a cold or something.
The body eliminates vitamin C when you urinate.
Yes.
So it's a water-soluble vitamin. And so if you're drinking lots of water, you're going to be moving through the C more rapidly, and it would be then advisable to take more than one a day.
Yes, and I know it came out of Manchester, New England. There was, I think, was it Baird and Hickey, I think, the two, and you can look this up, but there was a lot of research done on the half-life of vitamin C, and basically, like every hour, you lose half of it. So if you take 1,000 milligrams in the morning, by noon, you really don't have any left in your body. So vitamin C is something that our body flushes out quite rapidly, and to get one that's very digestible and bioavailable, it'll get to the cells a lot more readily, and you'll get a lot more bang for your buck. All right, we've just got a few minutes, a couple more minutes left, and we need to talk about this fermented vitamin D3. And it's not just D3, but it has also got the turmeric in the reishi, the Ganoderm mushroom. Now, why? I understand why the turmeric would be put in there because it does everything. But why the reishi mushroom? Well, okay, I think, you know, the reishi mushroom is really super good for your immune system. In fact, they make a coffee that has the reishi mushroom in it. And reishi does, it's kind of a longevity herb. And I think it's kind of another thing, too. It's really good to support the vitality, which is what the D does. And I think the turmeric is good for the inflammation response. But we also know that vitamin D, and we could probably go on all day about D, but we know vitamin D is supports your bones and your teeth. It's very essential. It also activates your immune defenses. Vitamin D is critical for your immune system. And now with the studies that are coming out, and I think this is really interesting, they've actually looked at the vitamin D levels and intake of individuals that are battling this new COVID virus that everybody's talking about. And they found that individuals that are supplementing with D or have higher vitamin D levels are getting much better results. And you can go online. I mean, there's some really good studies now, university studies. I think it was Northwestern University that did a study on that. And I've been talking about that on the radio quite a bit. And it is extremely a positive thing that's going on. We also know that D is good for your heart. And it kind of uplifts your mood. It's a sunshine vitamin. It's core to your immune system. And an interesting thing, and I have talked about this before, but vitamin D needs cholesterol to function. And when you're on cholesterol-lowering drugs, sometimes that interferes with your immune system. And this is another thing. If that they're saying if you have chronic disease or illness like high cholesterol, diabetes, blood sugar, the thing is some of the drugs that you're taking are interfering with other mechanisms and actually making your immune system suppressed. So we're seeing a lot of issues there. I don't want to get too political or get real involved in it, but obviously if you're taking some really good vitamins that are nutritionally supporting your body, your immune system is going to be much better off. I absolutely love your products. I love this fermentation. Are there any other companies? I don't really think other than maybe a probiotic company, but are there any other companies that really do the fermentation like you guys do?
Well, as time passes, we've been leaders in the industry.
Yes.
And companies are looking at what we do. And so I find there's more and more companies that are starting to follow the fermentation pathway, which only really validates what we've been doing for the last 25 years.
Yeah, you guys were the first, and you're obviously the best at it. And I know, you know, you were the innovators in it, and you've obviously learned a lot of trade secrets and techniques that nobody else really knows. Because I've talked to your technical people before, and I'm always impressed. And the safety, your quality control labs are some of the best in the world. Your products are awesome. And I'm going to bug you right now on the radio and publicly bug you, but I really hope you guys bring back your CoQ10. I heard that you're not making it. I'm going to die without that product. That's like the only CoQ10 that I can digest. So I'm telling you publicly right now, Dave, please tell the higher ups, you got to get that production line going again. I know there was some raw material shortages, but I've got customers that depend on that product. It is that awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a shortage, actually. It's just it's a quality issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we get the quality of supplement ingredients to make the product the way we've always made it.
Yeah,
so
we
just had no choice but to discontinue you can't get the materials.
That's
that's
good to hear, because I know you're not going to make a poor quality product, but that's bad to hear because we've got to have the product. So maybe you'll – because this happened one other time, and it's a supply chain quality issue, and I'm sure you guys will get it rectified, but it may take a few months. Anyway, guess what?
What?
We're out of time. So with all that being said, Dave, thank you so much. We'll be having you back again, and you have a wonderful day.
Very much. My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merryman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We're open daily and have been serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We have a wide selection of health-related products, gourmet items, and even unique gift items. We also have one of the oldest and largest herb gardens in the country. Stop out and visit us today.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.